Grows in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
A healthy chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy, and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
If you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorb some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News. He's Andrew Dimbert. Artificial intelligence giving hope to people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, the progressive and devastating neurological disease. April Kerner's a mother of three from Maryland. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has her story.
April types what she wants to say with her eyes, and the program generates a voice based on recordings taken from when she was able to speak. For April's kids, it means they get to hear a voice they thought they would never hear again.
Once upon a time, in a small coastal town by the sea.
April sharing her story, told in her own voice.
Despite the difficulties I face, I am determined to keep fighting for my family.
April's condition requires around-the-clock care, but technology is really improving her quality of life.
Beyond Halloween, there's going to be less chocolate and more candy on store shelves. The cost of cocoa is driving up chocolate prices and forcing retailers to cut back on the amounts they stock. Some are turning to candy treats. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high near 73 this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. During a stop at UW-Milwaukee Thursday, Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar by the Israeli military. Harris said the U.S., Israel, and the entire world are better off, and said Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people. Wisconsin lags behind many states for routine childhood vaccinations. A CDC report shows 84.8% of Wisconsin kindergartners are up to date on measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. That's compared to a 92.7% national average. And Dane County hosts the final of four walks to defeat ALS that have taken place across Wisconsin. ALS Association Development Director Aaron Hill says the walks in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and the Northeast have been a success. Sunday's walk takes place in Fitchburg. More information is available at walktodefeatals.org.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Good morning at 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Firefighters in Rice Lake are blaming a downed power line and a broken gas line for a fire that destroyed several downtown businesses yesterday. The fire started at the Agonic Brewery yesterday afternoon. Fire Chief Mike Hover said the power line fell, then the gas line broke open, and he said the high winds pushed the fire through the building. In addition to the brewery, the chief says the fire gutted Cheese Louise and Finewood Incorporated. Chief Hover says a Rice Lake firefighter was hurt during the fire. They were taken to the hospital with a torn bicep. Western Wisconsin, including the entire WRDN listening area, are seeing elevated fire risks this weekend. The Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid burning due to the elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to the lack of precipitation and gusty winds. You should avoid outdoor burning, operate equipment early in the morning to avoid sparks at peak burn hours, and hold off on having campfires until later in the evening. More information is available on the DNR website. A reminder, there is a burning ban in place for Dunn County. The first of four men to be sentenced for a 2022 murder in Eau Claire will spend less than 2 years behind bars. A judge yesterday sentenced 29-year-old Kenmore Golden to 22 months in prison. Golden pleaded no contest to murder charges back in July. Police say he's the one who shot and killed Christopher Connor back in September of 2022. Three others were in the car with Golden. They've all pleaded guilty as well. Golden was an out-of-state felon at the time of the shooting and then went on the run for almost 7 months before being arrested in Chicago. A new fall event is tomorrow in Durand. Beers on the Chippewa will be held at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Durand. It will feature live music, food, and different craft beers from local breweries, including the Durand Brewery. Admission to the event is free. Everything gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Voters will have to find a TV tonight if they want to watch Wisconsin candidates for U.S. Senate answer questions. The only debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde starts tonight at 7. The debate will be in Madison, but be broadcast across the state. Baldwin was leading in the race, but polls differ on just how big of a lead she actually has. Baldwin is looking for her third term in the Senate. Hovde is looking for his first. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A former Northwest Wisconsin treasurer is receiving probation for stealing $67,000 from the local library. Village of Hawkins official Marsha Lyons was charged over the summer and accused of transferring money from the library's account to her personal bank account. Investigators said she told them she was borrowing the money for a few days to buy gold. She pled guilty to misconduct and a theft charge was dismissed. Along with her 18-month probation sentence, Lyons is ordered by a judge to write an apology letter. Moderate and severe drought is increasing in Wisconsin. Most of the state has high fire danger. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows the northeastern, northwestern, and southwestern corners of the state in severe drought. 43% of the state is in moderate drought, up from 26% last week. The Department of Natural Resources says all but 11 counties in north-central Wisconsin and the southwestern corner of the state are in high fire danger. There are fewer ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says there are just 78 drop boxes in 42 communities across the state.
That's down from more than 500 drop boxes in over 400 communities in the last presidential election. Wisconsin's Supreme Court said over the summer that while there is nothing in state law that specifically allows for ballot drop boxes, there's nothing that bans them either. A number of communities banned ballot drop boxes this year, but cities like Madison and Milwaukee are using them. The Wisconsin Elections Commission isn't guessing as to why there are so few drop boxes in use this year. High schools across Wisconsin are receiving new automated external defibrillators. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says the new initiative is aimed at enhancing the safety and well-being of student athletes, coaches, and spectators across the state. 24 schools throughout Wisconsin are getting the AEDs, with 14 distributed randomly and 1 in 10 given out using Department of Public Instruction data. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. AEDs, when used properly, can significantly increase the chances of survival. The founder of Feeding Our Future will remain free as she awaits trials on charges linked to a huge fraud case. Amy Bach was summoned to federal court earlier this week in Minneapolis after a probation officer said she violated the terms of her pretrial release. She allegedly got a new line of credit without prior approval. Bach's attorney told the court that his client got a loan consolidation and not a line of credit. Prosecutors decided not to seek to have Bach detained. A judge warned the defendant is charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bribery. She's expected to go on trial early next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Pheasant hunting season starts in Wisconsin this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the season will start at 9 a.m. this Saturday and run until January 5th. Hunters will have a one rooster bag limit during opening weekend. Then starting on Monday, daily bag limits increase to two roosters per day. The DNR says it'll stock about 75,000 birds on more than 80 properties across the state over the next few weeks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Join Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services for their Customer Appreciation Breakfast Saturday, October 26th from 9 till 11:30.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Minnesota Vikings look to stay undefeated when they host Detroit at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. The 5-0 Vikings had a bye week in Week 6 after the 23-17 win over the Jets in Week 5. Sam Darnold has been fantastic since joining Minnesota, passing for 11 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions. Minnesota has a top 6 scoring offense and defense. Sunday's winner will determine first place in the NFC North through 7 weeks. The Vikings have lost their last 3 games against the Lions. Kickoff is at noon. The Minnesota Wild look to extend their point streak to 5 games when they visit the Columbus Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena tomorrow night. The Wild are coming off a 4-1 win over the Blues Tuesday, and they already have 1 win against the Blue Jackets this season. Tomorrow's game starts at 6. The Minnesota Lynx look to keep their championship hopes alive when they host the New York Liberty in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals from the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are down 2-1 in the best-of-5 series after blowing a 15-point lead during an 80-77 loss in Game 3. Tonight's game begins at 7. The Minnesota Timberwolves wrapped up their preseason schedule with a 132-126 loss to the Denver Broncos at the Target Center. Most of Minnesota's rotational players sat out during the losing effort. They begin the regular season Tuesday against the Lakers. High school football tonight, its final game of the regular season. Durand, Arkansas will be hosting Stanley Boyd. You'll be able to hear that game tonight here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Other games tonight, United Township from Illinois will be at Eau Claire Regis. Neillsville Granton is at Elk Mound. Fall Creek is hosting Mondovi. In the Dirilland Conference tonight, Augusta hosting Whitehall, Melrose, Mindoro at Blair Taylor. Independence Gilmanton at Cochran Fountain City, Pepinelma travels to Aliva Strum. On St. Croix Conference of Football tonight, Colfax hosting Boyceville, Clear Lake travels to Elmwood Plum City. Spring Valley at Glenwood City and Turtle Lake is hosting Webster. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Osceola at Altoona, Prescott hosting Ellsworth, Baldwin Woodville travels to St. Croix Central, Amory is at Somerset. Again, tonight we'll have Durand, Arkansas, Stanley Boyd boys football with our coverage beginning at 6:45 here on WRDN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta 8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The greatest head coach in Virginia men's basketball history is calling it a career. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tony Bennett's retiring from his position today. In 15 seasons at the school, Bennett led the Cavaliers to 10 NCAA tournament appearances and the 2019 national title. His 364 wins are the most in program history. Bennett has signed a two-year extension that was going to keep him at the school through the 29-30 campaign. He played collegiately at Green Bay, where he finished as the Mid-Continent Conference's all-time points leader and assist leader. His jersey number 25 is retired at the school. Bucks closed out their exhibition campaign with a 109-94 loss at Dallas last night. Most of the regulars sat last night. The Bucks will open the regular season at Philadelphia next Wednesday. Packers and Texans look to stay hot, squaring off at Lambeau Field on Sunday. The 5-1 Texans have won three straight. 4-2 Packers have won two in a row. Brandon McManus will get his first shot with the Packers as their kicker on Sunday. Special teams coach Rich Bisaccia on having a veteran kicker like McManus.
The thing that's a little bit different about having a guy that's played, as long as he's played, he's very particular, knows exactly what he wants. And so that's a big help, certainly to the holder and the snapper. But it's been good work yesterday. It was good work again today. He'll kick again tomorrow. He kicked yesterday, and he kicked certainly in the workout the day before. So we'll expect him to be ready to go. I know he expects to be ready to go.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Denver marched into New Orleans and beat the Saints 33-10. Badgers take their show to Evanston to take on Northwestern in Big Ten action tomorrow. The Hockey Badgers open Big Ten play at home tonight against Ohio State. The top-ranked Badger women play at Minnesota. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the low 70s. South winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, lows near 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-70s. And for Sunday, sunny, warmer, highs near 80. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Mondovi, 53. Plum City, Pepin, and Lake City, 52. Wabasha, Nelson, 50. Ogalle, 47. Here at WRDN, clear sky and 51 with Rascal Flats and What Hurts the Most. Good morning. It's 7:27.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been and not seeing that loving you.
That's what I was trying to do.
In a big mud hole, I was all decked out, ready for church, had my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a life. With the good die young. Ten years later, had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin is gonna hold you, son. Cause you're gonna good die young. Well, I got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep rocking till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good pedal to the metal, let your motor run, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, they got the jazz, we'll have some fun, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Yeah, I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn around. You set my world on fire.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nate Smith, World on Fire, 735. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And happy Friday. And coming up next, our birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way. During the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be chatting with Dawn Fila, her and her husband Terry, one of the farmers that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry. We talked with Terry last week. We're going to talk with Dawn here this week, just kind of see how the family's doing and all of that. Had a chance to talk with Dawn yesterday after one of my farm broadcasting friends, Trent Luce, had reached out to me, and he was in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area up from Iowa, and asked if you could come over yesterday to the Fila farm and cover the story on what's going on with Pure Prairie Poultry. And of course, we'd love that. And so met Trent out at the farm yesterday, and then he did something with both Dawn and Terry that will be on coming up later on this afternoon about 3 o'clock. And we have a link on it on our Facebook page. Well, once we get once it's all active and all of that, we'll also repost that on our Facebook page as well. But thanks to Trent for coming out. And we also then had a chance to talk with Dawn yesterday as well. So we'll have that interview coming up this morning at about 9:15, actually, this morning. Reminder, please don't be doing any burning. Was really dry, really windy yesterday, and it is just going to continue. That dry weather will continue here through the weekend. It's going to feel more like September than mid-October, that's for sure. And we have our forecast here on the way. Also later on tonight, final regular season football game. The thing we're getting ready for this morning is Durand, Arkansas taking on Stanley Boyd. We'll have that game for you tonight, starting at about 6:45. And one thing I've kind of thought about this yesterday on the way home, for at least this football season, I think I've only had one game where it was like, you know, somewhat cold and potentially rainy. But other than that, this year it's just been really nice every Friday night. Looks like it's going to be like that again tonight, and we'll have that forecast on the way.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs, low 70s. South winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, lows near 50. Tomorrow, sunny, highs mid 70s. And for Sunday, more sunshine, highs near 80. Clear across the region this morning, Mondovi 53, Plum City, Pepin, Lake City 52, Wabasha, Nelson 50, O'Galley 47. Here at WRDN, we have a clear sky 50 with Jason Aldean. And tonight looks good on you. Good morning, it's 7:40.
I don't like
ain't got a pair of jeans that don't fit you just right. There's not a minute in the day that you don't knock me out, you don't blow me away. But girl, now that the sun's gone down, whoa, whoa, looking at you right here now. Baby, something about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect with your eyes. Girl, tonight looks good on you. Something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. I can taste the midnight on your lips. Makes me just wanna lean in for another kiss. A wind blowing your hair around, girl, it makes me wanna lay you down. You've been beautiful a million times, but I've never seen you look like this. No, something about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect. Your eyes, girl, tonight looks good on you. There's something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. Looks so good on your skin. I don't ever want it to go. So good anywhere you are. Tonight looks good on you. Tonight looks good on you. I just gotta tell you, baby.
That's a honky-tonk truth. Cross my broken heart, I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky-tonk truth. Broke down food hanging out.
that's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. A honky tonk
listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
So why in the hell does it feel like a different place?
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. They wish they were. But now it's like they don't know how to act. Maybe they're like me and they want us back. It's like there's always an empty space. Those memories that nobody can erase. Of how bright we burned. Well, now it hurts, but it's true. When they think of me, they think of you.
When they think of me, they think of you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Young, Cassandra Pope, think of you, 751. I'm Brian Winnikins. This weekend, NASCAR returns. We're in Vegas for the Xfinity Series and also the NASCAR Cup Series. We'll have the Xfinity Series race coming up on Saturday. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then on Sunday, the NASCAR Cup Series race. Of course, the playoffs continuing. Our coverage begins at 12:30 Sunday from Las Vegas Speedway here on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Well, the Fall Run Chinook salmon has returned to a tributary of the Kalmath River, that above the former J.C. Boyle Dam. It's the first salmon to make the 230-mile swim since the dam was built in 1912. Wow. This out in Oregon. Four dams on the river have been removed. That clears the way for the salmon to return. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife say they're working to monitor the salmon's return. They're hoping to find coho salmon, steelhead, and Pacific lamprey as they all can once again move upriver.
Imagine a checking account that not only gives you all the digital banking conveniences you want, but also helps you give back to the community. Wisconsin Credit Union's new eSmart Checking is free with eStatements and also provides free ATM transactions and a free debit card. And every swipe generates contributions to a local charity, which Wisconsin Credit Union makes on your behalf. So whenever you use your card to pay for the things that make your life better, you're also helping improve the lives of others. And even if the features of our other checking accounts are a better fit for your needs, like our basic free checking or preferred checking that offers benefits like rewards, shopping discounts, and identity theft protection, you can still feel good knowing you're part of a credit union that actively supports and inspires better in every community it serves. To find out more details about our eSmart and other checking accounts, just visit us in person or online. Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I called my doctor on the telephone. Help me, doctor, something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are. My hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He's Said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. I told my buddies I was settling down. No more of this running round. They looked at me like I was a fool and said, come on, tell us what's wrong with you. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. Said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. Well, I tossed and turned till the morning light, holding my pillow, hanging on for life. There ain't nothing I can do.
That needle in the red.